You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was The Bats with Sannery from the wonderful new Mansfield compilation, which is exploring the writing, the poetry specifically of Catherine Mansfield. And we have got Paul and Kay from The Bats in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena. Very well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, it's so nice to have you up here. It's a big weekend for The Bats. You're playing the Cross Street Music Festival tomorrow.
Yes.
And you're doing an in-store at Flying Out today at 12, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. No, it's a mini tour, and then heading down to Hamilton tonight too.
Awesome.
To play down there.
Oh, yeah. That's so great. Great.
Nobody listens down there, do they?
Get all the Hamilton texts rolling in now. I'm listening. So shout out if you are listening in Hamilton. And it's an exciting time too, because of course you've just been working on this Mansfield compilation, but it sounds like you've got a new record in the works too, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, we've been working on that for quite a while now. We had a bit of analysis paralysis, but we've just about done it now.
Awesome.
So it's all good.
That's very exciting. Mm. Let's talk about Mansfield first, because we've just been listening to that. What was, I guess, the idea behind being involved in this project, and what is that song specifically about?
Oh, it's Charlotte Yates approached us to see if we'd be interested in writing a song to one of the poems, and of course we jumped in like that. I thought it was a great idea, and we asked her if we could potentially have a French related one, because mm-hmm. she spent a lot of time in France, and the Bats have got a reasonably good following in France, so and she came up with Sannery. So it was interesting, so we gave that to Bob, and Bob worked on it for a wee while.
Yeah, does what he does.
And he came up with what sounds like a quite a lovely little simple song, but it's actually quite complicated to play, believe it or not.
That's always the way the best ones are.
Yeah.
What is the song actually about? What is Sannery? Oh, what is that poem?
Sannery is a seaside town. I think it's on the French Mediterranean, and it feels very much, I picture actually Catherine Mansfield sitting in this little room looking out over the bay. And it's a really hot day, and there's mimosa flowers. She paints the picture so well.
It just feels like midday, really, really hot.
Yeah.
And just sitting in a room,
some
feeling
great,
hot.
Great
feeling
lines. Such great lines in that too. Kay particularly likes couple of them. Yeah, there's
I like the whole thing.
She writes so well about just specific moments and instances, and she catches little things that I think other people overlook, maybe, and that's what people like about her writing. I always think of the tiny little light in the Doll's House short story, and how she just focuses a whole story in on that one tiny little lamp in a doll's house, and it's just such a wonderful way of framing it, and so unlike many other stories you
and
read.
It's exactly what a kid would
think. Totally. She's got a very interesting mind. So it's a wonderful project, a whole bunch of other awesome people collected on it. But let's talk a bit more about what the bats themselves have been up to. What are we going to hear from this new record?
It's interesting. We've the last couple of records we've done, we've had other people in helping us produce them, and we just thought, why don't we go back to where we were with our first album, where we were actually recording ourselves, and just us, and because that.
We do that though. We outsource and then we do it ourselves and then we get someone else. That's our pattern.
We decided we'd go out in the country, so be away from distractions. So we got a house out in the country in the foothills of Canterbury.
Gorgeous.
And set up the gear and just rolled with it. Yeah. So
because the Bats are of course still a trans city group as well. You've got some Christchurch, some Dunedin sort of going on there. How does that writing process work normally? Do you feel like you have to be in a room together to really nail it, or do you do quite a bit separately and then pull it all into one space?
Robert writes the songs and he just sends us a basic version of that, and he sends us lots and we just listen to them all and sort of, you know, cherry pick our way through them. You know, sometimes we end up doing all of them and sometimes we don't. And we just work them out, and then he'll come up from Dunedin and we'll get together and just see how they turn out.
That's really cool.
He's an amazingly good songwriter. I think he rates really high in the history of New Zealand music as one of our best.
I think the whole Bats as well, as a gang, all rate very highly as one of our best bands out there. And it is very exciting that we can see you this weekend in Tamaki Makaurau, or if you are listening from Hamilton tonight, down there too. And I'm kind of interested what we might hear tomorrow. What's on the cards? But old, bit of new?
Yep, exactly. And a couple of new ones off our new record we're going to play.
Brand new,
But so, just a mixture. We just sort of do what we feel like and try to do a range.
That's a great way to do it.
This new one's our 10th album, so it's really hard to choose when you've got so many songs,
a lot to pick from.
I'd like to do tours that are specifically focused on an album, but we haven't got time to do that really. It'll take us the rest of our lives.
It's not a bad project to have, though. It is pretty cool, though, to have, 10 albums worth of music to be drawing on, and all that time as well spent together as a band. How do you feel, a long question maybe, but how do you feel the shape of your group has changed since you started out in your student days way back?
I was the only student. The shape of it.
Well, I think when we first started, we were all flatting together and it was just jamming around. Bob was constantly writing songs and constantly playing, and we'd sit there and join in, or stand and join in, have fun. And, there'd be some songs that would come out of that jamming, and, Bob would adapt that to it. But as time's gone on, it's been more Bob writing the songs. But often when we're in the studio, there's something that crops up that really gels with the band, that's just, unexpected. A moment.
I guess he was only in Christchurch for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So was a wee bit different then. And then we just got our pattern money, went to Dunedin.
I think somehow that might be why we have our successes with our longevity, is we're not constantly living in each other's pockets.
You're not stepping on each other's toes too much. You got your space.
No one's too bossy either.
It's good. Very good way.
I think it's sad to see so many bands, they feel like, oh god, we've got to tour all the time, we've got to record, you've got to pressure, and that I think destroys a lot of bands.
You just do it when you want to do it. That makes a massive difference as well. Well, we're going to play a brand new track, unreleased, very exciting. It's called Trade in Silence. What can you guys tell us about this song?
We were talking about, I think it's, what did I say it was about? Just Communication?
Oh, yeah, we were trying to figure out what to do for a video for it. Willing to have suggestions from the audience if something sparks in their minds. But,
exactly.
Different ideas around it. But it's a nice, groovy, dancey kind of song. So
That's something I think I've always really appreciated about the Bats, is that you know how to write and play like a kind of a ballad, but also there's so much danceability to the Bats as well. Just it's music that makes you want to move. So I'm very excited to have a listen to this now. And I know there'll be a lot of people very excited to head along and see you tomorrow at the Cross Street Music Festival. And we've actually got a double pass to give away. And we thought it might be nice if people texted in with their name and their B card number, but also their favourite Bats memory as well. And then we'll pick one of those while this song is going. So send us through your favourite Bats memory. Now, thank you so much, Paul and Kay, for chatting to us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and we'll be on about 10:30 tomorrow night.
10:30 tomorrow night. Yeah. Catch the Bats at the Cross Street Music Festival. This is brand new.
Is a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.